Good morning. My name is Brad, and this is City Church Daily Podcast for March 2nd. To forgive another person from the heart is an act of liberation. We set that person free from the negative bonds that exist between us. We say, I no longer hold your offense against you. We also free ourselves from the burden of being the offended one. As long as we do not forgive those who have wounded us, we carry them with us, or worse, pull them as a heavy load. The great temptation is to cling in anger to our enemies and then define ourselves as being offended and wounded by them. Forgiveness, therefore, liberates not only the other, but also ourselves. Someone once said, when we refuse to forgive others, we're actually creating a prison that we place ourselves inside. In Luke 6, 33 through 37, Jesus said, if you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners do the same. If you lend to those from whom you hope to receive, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners to receive as much again. But love your enemies, do good and lend, expecting nothing in return. Your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High. Do not judge, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. God, we thank you for your immeasurable forgiveness that we have experienced through the person of Jesus Christ. Lord, with the forgiveness that we've experienced from you, help us to release those, to let go of those that have hurt, offended, abused us, taken advantage of us. To forgive, Lord, means to let go of the desire to hurt that person in the same way in which I was hurt. It means to trust you, God, that you will make all things right in the end. And so we let go of those that have hurt and offended us this day. And we thank you for the forgiveness that you've given us in Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen.